Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are asking everyone to launch a Twitter bomb. Instead of it being Justin Timberlake or Rick Perry being at the top of Twitter, we want to do a test. And everybody Twitter out Infowars.com and tell folks to retweet it. But tell them, go to Infowars.com. They're exposing the biggest secret, chemtrails. And when they go there, linked in red, they will see our article that I'm going to read in full coming up, and then your phone calls. Geoengineering our environment under attack. The greatest public health threat can no longer be denied. Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones. And I'm going to do a big TV report tomorrow night, once and for all, totally proving it's a government program from their own documents and admissions and looking at why they're doing it. But right now, please go to Infowars.com. Get the geoengineering, our environment under attack. I've asked Paul to red link it, but my computer may not just have refreshed yet. But we're going to get geoengineering, our environment under attack, red linked. It's the top story right now, and we will get this information out to everybody. Also, coming up, now we have the memo from inside CBS News. Because it got leaked out to Michelle Bachmann, where they said, we're not going to give certain candidates a lot of time. She got a few minutes. Ron Paul got 89 seconds. The memo says he will be given 90 seconds. And the other candidates on average get about 10 minutes. So, and we've seen this in all of them. It's now been scientifically broken down. This is how they manipulate you. They tell you what you can buy, what you can have, what you can believe in. They tell you something is on the extreme when they are the extreme criminals. Congress now says, oh, we're allowed to insider trade. They're in the news. We're allowed to. So they're just trading you that we're allowed to stick our hands down your pants. We're allowed to stop you at a checkpoint. We're allowed to put fluoride in your water. Well, so what if it gives you a sevenfold increase in bone cancer? We're going to do it. And if Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, I know you're on Prozac in the water supply, not just that's what fluoride basically breaks down into, or Prozac breaks down into fluoride technically. I understand it's hard through this fog to get angry and get upset, but your children are worth it. I mean, even if somebody hit you in the head with a sledgehammer and you were, you know, on the ground half awake, but you saw your kid in trouble, you're still able to get up still and save them. These scientific dictators think they've got us. They think it's funny what they've done to us. But they're a bunch of fallen humans, a bunch of evil, wicked people who enjoy death and destruction. And if good people inside the system start politically sabotaging them, leaking information, the globalists are scared of that, not going along with things, just not following orders, even in a passive-aggressive way, like we saw with the EAS test, we could defeat these people. But you've got to decide what side you're on. And you've got to go, I know why Alex is so angry and so bombastic. Quite frankly, folks, I'm totally exhausted and burnt out. And I get up here and just battle through it in an angry way. And you know what? It's successful and effective. Even though I never tried to calculate and be manipulative, the fact that I'm angry and focused and intellectual, but primitive. I'm intellectual and smart, but I come at it with primitive anger and thrust, and I am able to punch your primitive buttons to then intellectually get out of your trance and look at what is happening. People tune through the dial, hear this radio show, they stop, and they laugh at first, but then 6 months later, they're abused by the system, or what I told them, they see it for themselves. How many hundreds of millions of people that have watched my videos, films, heard the radio show are now seeing the news go, world corporate government's the answer? A dictatorship run by banks in Europe is the answer? I heard Alex Jones say that over and over again. Well, there must be something to this. Yeah, you bet there's something to it. The enemy is overrunning us right now. Wake up. You've screwed around long enough. You've sat on the fence listening to their lies long enough. Wake up. Crash course in awakening. Look at the facts and take action. Chemtrail straight ahead.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. I'm going to open the phones. Up here at the bottom of the hour, I'll go ahead and give the number out on any of the issues I've already raised. If you just tuned in, Time Magazine is running with the headlines, Do Greece and Italy Amount to a Banker's Coup? And it goes on to admit, oh, every time we're told this will fix the crisis, give us a trillion here, 5 trillion there, things only get worse after that. And now they're announcing they need a total banking dictatorship, or a United States of Europe, but it's actually under the bankers, and Time Magazine admits it's a banker's coup, where the countries are never allowed to exit the euro and swear they will pay back everything that is, quote, owed, when 90%+ of the debt is created by the very bankers who created the debt, signed the countries onto it to make them debtor slaves. Incredible developments. Here's EU's architects never meant it to be a democracy. The rise of technocracy, that's a quote, was always part of the plan for Europe. You know why? And they go through the quotes here. It's because the founders of the European Union said we're going to implode the countries. And we're going to implode America. The owners of the European Union are the owners of the private Federal Reserve. That's why most, more than half the bailout money, went to foreign institutions and individuals. This is a takeover. So as headlines scream, that vain bids to save the euro threatened us with Armageddon. The EU's ruling elite has toppled two more elected prime ministers to replace them with technocratic officials who can be trusted to do Brussels' bidding. The new Greek prime minister, and it goes over it, was the man who, as the head of Greek Central Bank, we wrote these articles last week, by the way, fiddled, he was a Bilderberg Group globalist, the figures to enable Greece to get into the euro against the rules in the first place. See? Before being rewarded with a senior post in European Central Bank, he is no more democratically elected than Mario Monti, who will most likely be Italy's new prime minister, and had hurriedly to be made the senator for life to qualify him for the jobs. His main qualification is that as a former EU commissioner, he has long been a member of the Brussels elite himself. Then they get into the fact that Brussels calls themselves a technocratic elite, unelected. 75%+ of English laws are made by the unelected EU bureaucracy, who the Brits were never voted to be part of. And then what did their prime minister say a month ago? He said, I choose to not let England have a vote, the UK have a vote. We will just put you into the new euro, which totally gets rid of any freedom. And they're now going to have EU tax enforcers in England, Greece, you name it, coming into your restaurant, making sure you're paying the new 20%+ VAT on top of the other 25% VATs and the rest of it. To the bankers, you pay your taxes directly to them. The carbon taxes, all of it. Here's another one. Chairman of the European branch of the Trilateral Commission, a Bilderberg member, becomes leader of Italy. That's a Reuters article. BBC, will the euro, European Central Bank, save the eurozone? And it says it wasn't supposed to be like this. Talk about a total and complete whitewash of the greatest import. Again, they're acting like, oh, my gosh, we didn't know the European Central Bank would actually take over all the countries. Jeepers creepers. That was always the plan. Here's another one. Merkel seeks political union in new Europe to end crisis. This is out of Business Week. They've been saying for years that's the plan once they imploded Europe, was to create a, quote, new Europe, and the agreements they've already floated are to give the six big mega banks that created the debt to begin with total power over every facet of the country where the legislatures and parliaments have no power except to rubber stamp what the banksters tell them. And that's already the extent in many areas, but now it's total. Bloomberg also reports German Chancellor Merkel called for an overhaul of European Union, advocating closer political ties and tighter budget rules in her most explicit prescription for ending the debt crisis. And by budget, that means cutting all the benefits you've paid for, cutting your pension, everything, and paying that to the bankers. It's called austerity. Watch our film Obama Deception. All of this 100% predicted. Because the globalists said they were planning all of this. That's what's so frustrating about it. Here's Paul Watson's article on today. I got to have Paul update his article. He never toots our horn here. He never links to all the literally scores of articles we've written, videos I've done where we said all this would happen just in the last 6 months over and over again. But on our news, it's like an unorthodox plan. They just thought of it. Let the six megabanks totally control all the countries now. The central banks that can issue fiat currency, they'll bail out the countries. Well, why don't the countries just bail themselves out with fiat currencies? No, you've got to go into debt to the banksters that got you in debt to begin with. Financial terrorists who cause collapse pose as EU debt crisis saviors. Here's another one. French news agency. Blair warns of catastrophe if euro collapses. Oh, again, it's scary. Just like in 2008 here in the U.S., you've got to give the bankers total power over everything and give them a blank check for unlimited trillions or it's all over. And then you'll give them that power and they'll demand even more. And you'll give them that power and things will get worse and they'll demand even more. And then they'll demand you pay a new tax for a global bond. Until only a global government, only a global bank. You know, first they tried in Greece and Ireland, then they tried Eurowide, then that failed. Only an emergency agreement between the new European Superbank and the Federal Reserve saved it. For a time, things were okay, but Earth needed to pay a carbon tax to fund it. I mean, it's all scripted. It's all scripted. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair warned on Sunday that the collapse of the euro would be catastrophic and urged Europe to move fast to support the currency. Blair said European leaders faced a very difficult and painful choices as a long-term framework of credibility was needed. And remember what Herman Van Rompuy said 2 years ago? He said global financial crisis will create the birth of the new world order and global governance. And the G20 will run, that's the banker heads, will run the global government. Just type in Herman Van Rompuy global government. You'll get all the speeches, all of it, and then I get up here and go, I don't want a world government. I don't want to live under you. You engineered it. And the Southern Poverty Law Center says, that's code for racism. Jones is bad. I'm like, but he said it. I don't want to be under it. Shut up! Shut up! You and Ron Paul are evil. Moody says EFSF unstable and unable to support EU bonds. Again, Moody's says EFSF unable to support EU bonds sends Euro USD lower as stock markets go crazy. New Italian Greek governments race to limit damage. Oh, by promising trillions more to the bankers. Yes. All right, that's just some of what I've got. This chemtrail news is so big, I don't even know where to start. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. On this subject, on Ron Paul getting 89 seconds in the debate, Saturday, the CBS debate, on the Gardasil head, the Merck head going in to run the operation there at Penn State, the cover-up. Radiation levels going up in the U.S. and Europe. The government says they don't know why or where it's coming from. It's the isotopes released during meltdown. You know good and well it's the French meltdowns that happened a few months ago. We've got that going on. We've just got all sorts of bedlam breaking out here. But I want to play as we go to break and come back with the chemtrail news because it's such big news. I need to compose myself and focus. I want to play, and there's thousands of these online. Aerosol abuse over Cheshire, England, insane geoengineering activity. And this is what you see everywhere. Totally clear skies turned into total haze by ice crystals that don't dissipate. And then scientists went up 15, 16, 17 years ago, Carnicom and others. They went and had planes capture it. They said it's aluminum dioxide, barium salts, sulfur dioxide, other things. And lo and behold, the government comes out and admits that's exactly what their secret testing has been, and then it's a global operation. We're going to discuss all this coming up and in the mystery and then ask, what are people going to do about it? But first, I want to just play somebody from Cheshire, England, pointing out what's happening. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, for radio listeners, you'll hear the Brit talking about it. You can go up to our website. It's in Paul's article and watch the video itself, some of the worst chemtrailing I've ever seen. It's embedded in the article, Geoengineering, Our Environment Under Attack, The Greatest Public Health Threat Can No Longer Be Denied. Here's the clip. And we're having a computer meltdown. I guess we just played it up.
Just going to make a little video for you. This is Chester and Warrington. Literally just got up. It's 20 past 8 in the morning on the 24th of February. I'm pretty much certain that this is the worst sky I've ever woke up to. Totally geoengineered. As you can see, chemtrails don't exist. It's just normal contrails from a jet engine. There's no seeding agent at all in the trails. They're not mixing anything with the fuel. Everything is okay, as you can see by this video. Another one spraying there.
I love how he says everything's okay, being sarcastic.
The state of that.
Then he goes on and says it's truly pitiful. Unbelievable geoengineering.
Absolute disgrace.
And the general public, they're like, oh, the entire sky, nothing but pure lines everywhere? Oh, that's normal. Oh, really? That didn't start happening until 95. And then we get all the government documents, and they admit they're doing it, but still the yuppies say, I want to breathe aluminum.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you're an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
That's right. Who's going to take away our license to kill?
Now they take him and they teach him.
Why is man inventing his doom? Why do the globalists want to play God? Why do mad scientists always lust after insane abominations? All right, continuing. We're doing a Twitter bomb because we don't really understand Twitter, and we know that things can be pushed to the top. We're going to see if Infowars.com is some type of blacklisted term. I think people should also Twitter out the term geoengineering or chemtrails and send that out to everybody you know, because I know this broadcast can send something to number one, as we did with Google, more than 70 times before they figured out a way to block that generally. But we are going to track. If you understand how Twitter works and you want a screenshot in its different trending areas, the term Infowars.com, please do. But we're pointing out in our Twitter that we're asking you to retweet at twitter.com/RealAlexJones that we're sending out Infowars.com because it is linked to the story that breaks down the geoengineering. So let me get to this, and then we'll go to all the callers that are patiently holding. And I see some, what looks like some new callers there. I see a few that call in from time to time. That's fine. After I take this board of calls, when you hear new callers call in, I want to do first-time callers in the third hour today. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Not that I don't love long-time callers. It's just I want to give other people who don't have the speed dial set a chance to get involved with us on air. Okay, the import of this is great. And I hope that you'll go to this article. I hope you'll research every link and understand that the system would really go after people that talked about chemtrails in 95, 96, 97, 98, 2000. They would attack you if you talked about them. They would say you were crazy. I saw some of the earliest PR campaigns on the web going after myself and others that covered chemtrails. All I knew was is that living here in Austin, a few miles from the airport, the old one that was downtown, that planes always my entire life flew over, cold weather, hot weather, whatever, at high altitude, and left a ice crystal trail that would then disappear in a max of a few minutes. Now I watch trails sit there for hours and turn into giant cloud banks. And so people started calling me in 96, 97 and saying, this scientist tested it. It's barium salts. It's aluminum dioxide. Something's going on. Something's happening. And I would say, well, yeah, why are the trails staying up there longer? Is it weather modification? What is it? Well, since then, now going back 3 years ago, people stopped just searching the term chemtrail, but persistent jet trail, aerosol, weather modification program. They began to search things like that and found hundreds of thousands of links. Department of Energy in the U.S., the different departments in Europe, Asia, governments everywhere involved, just like worldwide they take blood from babies at birth and put it in a DNA database, and worldwide lied to parents about it. We first broke that 14 years ago. It's now declassified. It's the same thing with this. But even once it comes out, it's just put out there like it's no big deal. And as I said, tomorrow night on the Nightly News, I'm going to show clips of John P. Holdren admitting it. I'm going to show why they're doing it. I'm going to get into the patents, all of it. But as a prelude to that, we have a detailed report with videos and more and links to all of the research and government admissions where this is all on record. So this article is so important, geoengineering our environment under attack. And we're going to go to break, come back in a long segment. I'm going to newsread the entire article here on air with you. But there's a larger issue here. What does this say about national security structure that can ship in the drugs, kidnap kids, and secretly kill citizens, and have a giant secret program bigger than the Manhattan Project from the mid-1990s until 2009? And keep the whole thing secret. And then when they're forced to report on it, they go, yeah, that was all just testing. Now we're about to go operational. They're spraying poison on us. The aluminum alone is going to give everybody Alzheimer's. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi everyone, it's MZ from the InfoWars team. You know, since we launched InfoWars team with Alex last January, over 7,500 InfoWarriors have signed up to be on the team, and over $500,000 in longevity product sales commissions have been paid out to InfoWars team members, just for trying our unique health products, feeling better, and sharing with others. Can you think of a better, more satisfying way to earn money? The opportunity is there, waiting for you at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up for $10 one time, then get on the Alex Pack that contains a month's supply of all 90 essential nutrients every body needs to fight off disease, stress, and to maintain peak physical and mental performance. You decide how much you want to earn, enough to cover the cost of your products, a few hundred extra dollars per month, or enough to quit your job and make way more money than you do right now. You decide. But take action now. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up, get on the Alex Pack, and see what happens. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Here's what you need to understand. The global engineers do not even think of you as humans. They think of you as animals. They think of you as idiots. And they engage in whatever evil they want. They don't see it as a crime. They see putting sodium fluoride and hundreds of other deadly chemicals, including radioactive isotopes, in every major water supply in the country that's fluoridated as a good thing. And it's now in the news they do it, and the government just says that's the way it is. You try to stop the health department, the SWAT teams will take you out. You're going to drink radiation. The cops are going to sit there and guzzle it themselves. Again, the globalists believe the public wants to be hurt, wants to be killed. Well, I don't care if you've got a bunch of brain-dead zombies in a trance or a coma that like this. I am a free human being, and I have a right to defend myself against you. And I've had enough of it. The vaccines, all of it. I mean, the government runs hoaxes where they say it's the law to take the Gardasil shot. Now other states have come out. California actually passed a law and said, we'll give your kids inoculations without your consent. Gardasil, which is in the news killing people today. That's bold. That's a bold move. And they're just getting started. They're moving towards a fourth inoculation where they're going to send paramilitary police to your house, and you don't have a choice when they come to forcibly inoculate you. They are coming to soft kill, murder you. And, you know, it's sad of a biological android, brain damaged by chemicals and bioweapons, brainwashed by the system, festooned in their black uniform, comes to give you the forced inoculation. It's sad that they have wrecked minds and aren't even, in a way, human anymore. The globalists have actually turned us into what they say we are. And they believe they're coming, they're going to give you this shot, they're going to take your blood at a checkpoint, they're going to grope your wife. This is what they're moving into, a total evil. And it's my job to shake you out of your mind control, folks. A lot of people think, well, if you just reject what I'm saying, somehow that'll make it all okay. It's not going to be okay. I told you they'd implode Europe and announce a Bank of the World, and I told you after they imploded all these other countries and got trillions more, they would announce an undemocratic system. And they're doing it. These are tyrants openly who think they're invincible. I got news for you, they're not. In fact, this whole invincible act is nothing but an act. They actually realize how powerless they are when you wake up, get motivated, and get angry, and stop believing in them. And start telling the truth. But see, the truth is so horrible, it's hard for people to get a grip on it. Now, let me continue here. This is Watson's and mine prelude to the big report tomorrow. But listen, geoengineering, our environment, is under attack. The greatest public health threat can no longer be denied. PrisonPlanet.com. Monday, November 14th, 2011. The fact that the planet is being bombarded with chemicals from high-altitude spraying as part of numerous geoengineering programs being conducted by the U.S. government, I would add other governments, I would add by the globalist, in a globally coordinated program, I'm going to have that added to the article, and universities that have been approved with no oversight whatsoever can no longer be denied. The reclassification of global warming, a highly contentious and often scientifically fraudulent pseudoscience, as a national security threat, has been exploited by governments as an excuse to play God, greenlighting secret experiments on a massive scale that carry innumerable dangers to humans and their environment. However, now that increasing awareness of geoengineering as a result of the chemtrails phenomenon has promulgated widely, authorities, not servants, but authorities, masters, are slowly being forced to disclose certain aspects of the program. We are now not far away from full disclosure of the true extent of the geoengineering experimentation. You are being experimented on like a lab rat, folks. Your children are. Scientists, but they're being killed slowly, so I guess it's okay, isn't it? As long as they don't do it insultingly and tell you they're doing it, it's kind of cute. With all the new degenerative diseases, you can just join a club of victims of it and kind of make it into your community and get angry at folks that tell you why it happened. You don't want to hear that. You just want a pity party now. Scientists now admit that vapor trails from aerosol airplanes are creating, quote, artificial clouds that block out the sun. We have links to all these claims. This is no longer a matter of debate. The chemtrail conspiracy theorists were proven correct. Reading professor of the University of Reading, Keith Shine, told the Daily Mail last year that the clouds formed by aircraft fumes could linger for hours, depriving those areas under busy flight paths such as London and the home counties of summer sunshine. Experts have warned that as a result, the amount of sunshine hitting the ground could be reduced by as much as 10%. Actually, we have links to articles saying it's 22% worldwide. 22%. Professor Shine added, over the busiest areas in London and the south of England, this high-level cloud could cover the sky, turning bright sunshine into haze conditions for the entire area. I expect the effects will get worse as the volume of air traffic increases. It's not the air traffic. See, they'll just have a new tax, but keep the poisoning going. We have the patents where they mix it with the jet fuel, and the companies don't even know. At the higher level, the execs do. The report also makes reference to a 2009 Met Office study, that's the London police, which found that high-level winds did not disperse contrails that later formed into clouds, which covered an astonishing 20,000 miles. Of course, only the completely naive would suggest that there is no connection between chemtrails that block out the sun, a phenomenon that has been ongoing for over a decade, and open calls on behalf of scientists to reduce global warming by injecting the atmosphere with aerosols. I'm going to have Aaron Dykes, who's the big researcher here on this, create a bullet article tomorrow just with bullet points with documents where they admit all this and what their master plan is. Mainstream science and academia has gone from dismissing chemtrails as a fantasy of paranoid conspiracy theorists to now accepting that they exist, but claiming that they are natural and not artificially induced, despite numerous patents and scientific proposals by top globalists, I would add, that focus around using man-made dispersal of aerosols to alter the atmosphere. And now the government's proposing it, admitting they tested it. See, first they denied it, and they said, oh, yeah, we're doing it, no big deal, just move along. The proposal to disperse sulfur dioxide in an attempt to reflect sunlight was discussed in a September 08 London Guardian article titled Geoengineering, the Radical Ideas to Combat Global Warming, in which Ken Caldera, a leading climate scientist based at the Carnegie Institution in Stanford, California, promoted the idea of injecting the atmosphere with aerosols. It was the Stanford Research Institute that certified in 1964 weaponization of weather through chemtrails and other systems under Dr. Ben Livingston, who first blew the whistle on our show. One approach is to insert scatterers into the atmosphere, states the article. Caldera cites an idea to deploy jumbo jets in the upper atmosphere and deposit clouds of tiny particles there, such as sulfur dioxide, dispersing around 1 million tons of sulfur dioxide per year across 10 million square kilometers of the atmosphere would be enough to reflect away sufficient amounts of sunlight, he wrote. Experiments similar to Caldera's proposal are already being carried out by the U.S. government-backed scientists, such as those at the U.S. Department of Energy, DOD, Savannah River National Laboratory in Aiken, South Carolina. We have links to all of this, who in 09 began conducting studies which involved shooting huge amounts of particulate matter, in this case, porous walled glass microspheres, into the atmosphere. The project is closely tied to the idea by Nobel Prize winner Paul Crutzen, who proposed sending aircraft 747s to dump huge quantities of sulfur particles into the far reaches of the stratosphere to cool down the atmosphere. In 2008, scientist Tim Flannery also warned that mankind might need to pump sulfur into the atmosphere to survive, adding that sulfur, giant gas sulfur, could be inserted into the Earth's atmosphere to keep out the sun's rays and slow global warming, a process called global dimming. And funny, since they started this in 1995, you can go look where they started the test. Not test, it's a global program, bigger than Manhattan Project, that the Earth has dimmed 22%. In fact, while I'm searching that, I don't think Paul linked to it, type in global dimming and then click on BBC, and it says 22% over Europe and then 30% in other areas of the world. But overall, it's over 20. Continuing, such programs merely scratch the surface of what is likely to be a gargantuan and overreaching black budget funded project to geoengineer the planet with little or no care for the unknown environmental consequences that could engender. Well, it was admitted to be national security in the 90s when they did this. Given that sulfur emissions cause global dimming, is it any wonder, oh, Paul did link to it, I thought I didn't read that the emergence of the chemtrails phenomenon coincided with the average 22% drop in sunlight reaching the Earth's surface. What is known about what happens with the environment is loaded with sulfur dioxide is bad enough, since the compound is the main component of acid rain, which according to the EPA causes acidification of lakes and streams and tributaries to damage of trees at high elevation, for example, red spruce trees above 2,000 feet, and trees are down all over Hawaii, all over California, all over everywhere. And many, and the arborists and experts are out saying it's aluminum and stuff, and many sensitive forest soils. In addition, acid rain accelerates the decay of building materials and paints, inducing irreplaceable buildings, statues, and sculptures that are part of the nation's cultural heritage. That's nothing compared to our brains, ladies and gentlemen. That's the real crime here. The health effects of bombarding the skies with sulfur dioxide alone are enough to raise serious questions about whether such programs should even be allowed to proceed. The following health effects are linked with sulfur: neurological effects and behavioral changes, disturbance of blood circulation, heart damage, effects on the eyes and eyesight. But bigger than that, this is about testing a global secret program to test agents and cadres by spying on their phone lines to see who will be part of other programs to spray chemical and biological agents that are more deadly, which we know are also been declassified tens of thousands of times, generally by fixed-wing aircraft at low altitudes. This is a government that takes foster kids and radiates them to death on record. Oh, but they wouldn't do this, though. Continuing, reproductive failure, this is what sulfur does, damage to immune systems, stomach and gastrointestinal disorder, damage to liver, kidney functions, hearing defects, disturbance of the hormonal metabolic system, problems with the skin and dermatology, suffocation and lung embolism. Now, that's nothing. Because then page after page gets into aluminum, gets into, oh my God, oh boy, it's bad. According to the LinTech website, laboratory tests with test animals have indicated that sulfur can cause serious vascular damage in the veins of the brains, the heart, and the kidneys, especially when inhaled. These tests also have indicated that certain forms of sulfur can cause damage and birth defects in babies. Mothers can even carry sulfur poisoning over to their children through mother's milk. Finally, sulfur can damage the internal enzyme systems of animals. Even pro-geoengineering scientist Mark Watson admits that injecting sulfur into the atmosphere could lead to acid rain, ozone depletion, or weather pattern disruption. But again, they just say, oh, yeah, we've been doing some tests for the Earth. Nothing to do with that. Rutgers University meteorologist Alan Roebuck also created computer simulations indicating that sulfur clouds could potentially weaken the Asian and African summer monsoons, reducing rain that irrigates the food crops of billions of people. State Department Memorandum 200. This is all about population reduction. Imagine if we triggered a drought and famine while trying to cool the planet, Roebuck told a geoengineering conference last year. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, we tried to cool the planet and shut off the Africans' water or the Texans' water. The Canada-based Action Group on Erosion Technology and Concentration has called for such experiments to be shut down. The experiment is only phase one of a much bigger plan that could have devastating consequences. And what has Bill Gates invested $5 billion in? He has invested $5 billion in deploying all of this. He wants government contracts, including large changes in weather patterns such as deadly droughts, the group sent a written statement. Fred Singer, president of the Science Environmental Policy Project and a skeptic of man-made global warming theories, warns that the consequences of tinkering with the planet's delicate ecosystems could have far-reaching dangers. Why are you worried? Our own government and the Russians as well detonated high-powered H-bombs in the upper atmosphere, blowing holes in it in the 60s. Why stop? They're playing God. Don't get in their power trip's way. If you do this on a continuous basis, you could depress the ozone layer and cause all kinds of other problems that people would rather avoid, said Singer. Well, like cutting carbon dioxide plants breathe? Don't tell the globalists that. Even Greenpeace chief UK scientist, a staunch advocate of man-made global warming explanation, Doug Parr, has slammed attempts to geoengineer the planets as outlandish and dangerous. Stephen Schneidler of Stanford University, who proposed a bizarre plan to send spaceships into the upper atmosphere that would be used to block out the sun, admits that geoengineering could cause conflicts between nations if geoengineering projects go wrong. Oh, yes. As we reportedly highlighted, numerous universities and government agencies have been conducting studies in the field of geoengineering for years. Well, of course, the Pentagon could control hurricanes, Stanford Research Institute certified by 1964. But, oh, it doesn't matter. Here's Wikipedia. They say it's a conspiracy theory. Wikipedia still says it's a conspiracy theory that global government's being set up, even as it's admitted. I'm not going to have time to read all of this. It's so huge. One arm of this system, the Atmospheric Radiation Measurement ARM program, was created in 1989 with funding from the U.S. Department of Energy, DOE, Department of Defense, Department of Energy, and is sponsored by the DOE's Office of Science and Management by the Office of Biological and Environmental Research. But that's okay that we have links to the government admitting it, because they say it's a conspiracy at Wikipedia. Again, announcing anything the government doesn't want out, even if it's admitted in plain view, is not allowed, because they control reality. They said so. They're the government. Wikipedia, sure. One of ARM's programs, called Indirect and Semi-Direct Aerosol Campaign, is aimed at measuring cloud simulations and aerosol retrievals. And they test the aluminum dioxide and everything else in the sky, and they've got the patents on mixing it in with the jet fuel. Another program under the Department of Energy's Atmospheric Science Program is directed towards developing comprehensive understanding of the atmospheric process. Oh, it just goes on and on with all the admissions and the global dimming and the Council on Foreign Relations calling for global unilateral, whether you like it or not, global weather manipulation. It's about the global bankers. Goldman Sachs has come out. And others, and they're developing on the Chicago Mercantile, where if you don't pay your IMF and World Bank bills, a third world country, they shut your water off with this.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are brown and the sky is gray. Even in the summer now here in Texas. There aren't as many insects around the country as there were a few years ago. The bees are all dying. Some areas, they're all dead. They're genetically splicing every species, playing God, and then lecturing us all day about how we need to pay Al Gore and Lord Rothschild and others carbon tax money. And this article Paul put together, I contributed some, so he stuck my name on there. He gets into the Council on Foreign Relations, geoengineering workshop on unilateral planetary scale geoengineering, where they talked about chemtrailing. They don't call it that. They call it geoengineering. And, of course, it's exactly what the conspiracy theorist tested 15, 16, 17 years ago. Then they've got KSLA news. They've got universities and the government of Louisiana. They've all gone up and done their own tests and said, yes, barium salts, aluminum dioxide, sulfur, at levels in some cases hundreds of times safe, but generally, let's go over it. A KSLA TV investigation found that substances that fell to Earth from a high-altitude chemtrail contain high levels of barium, 6.8 ppm, and lead, 8.2 ppm, as well as trace amounts of other chemicals, including arsenic, chromium, cadmium, silicium, and silver. Of these, all but one are metals. Some are toxic, while several are rarely or ever found in nature. It goes on to say in the newscast that barium, which is in research is the hallmark of chemtrails, they found the samples were, again, more than six times the toxic level set by the EPA. And they've got reports out of poison control. They've got university studies, state studies. And a lot of scientists are going, yeah, there is something going on. What are you doing? And it's exactly what's being done on these programs. And it's huge. Again, ladies and gentlemen, there's more going on than Justin Bieber. There's more going on than football. And it's exhausting fighting as hard as I do. It's exhausting reading all this. I don't want to do it. I want to have a softball radio show and talk about mindless issues and take your phone calls. I can't. And I can't mince words. I can't back off. I can't not tell the truth. I've got to warn people. It talks about all the horrible things aluminum's doing to people. It goes over why they're doing it. It's global government. It's population reduction. It's playing God. It's being able to shut down water supplies to entire regions, entire continents. This is an incredibly well-researched article. I only read about half of it. It's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. And undoubtedly, I see that each one of our tweets has been retweeted by hundreds and hundreds of other people. It won't say the actual number. It says, our latest tweet, help us expose chemtrails and geoengineering. Go to Infowars.com, was retweeted by 100+. If others retweet that, even if they block us out of the top rankings, it will reach a lot of people, and they'll say, what's chemtrails? What's geoengineering? What's Infowars.com? I have children. You, a lot of you have children. The neurological disorders, just type into Google, neurological disorders exploding. I mean, it's just everywhere. The level of metals in people's brains, it's in the food, the water, the deodorant, the cosmetics, and now they're spraying it on us. The life expectancy's now dropped in the U.S. It's plunging in other areas. This is hardcore what's going on. All right. I just done 2 hours of ranting information, trying to wake people up desperately. We're going to come back with hour number three and take nothing but your phone calls, I promise. I promise we'll take nothing but your phone calls with interspersed news, technically. But I'm going right to your call. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.